Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com. Go to WeddingsByAllyLLC.com.
New Orleans was built by and for coffee drinkers. And it's always been amazing to us that streetcars don't have cup holders. All these balconies and courtyards, they're for drinking coffee. Tis the season to stop into your local PJ's Coffee for their winter beverages featuring the peppermint latte, peppermint velvet ice, butter rum latte, and our new cookie dough oat milk latte. Only at PJ's and only for a limited time.
Port of South Louisiana, along the Mississippi River, feeds and fuels the world. As one of America's largest tonnage ports, the Port of South Louisiana is the premier sea gateway for U.S. export and import traffic, creating jobs for the people of Southeast Louisiana, who are the hardest working in America. To learn more, go to portsouthlouisiana.com or portsl.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixlr app. Make sure you download it if you haven't done so already. It's free and there's no ads. You can find it up for both iPhone and Android, so no reason not to have it. And there you go. So, Rude, how's it going, man?
Going good, dude. How's everything going down south?
It's going well, man. Going well. A little bit chilly, but the sun's shining, and that's all that's important, right?
You got that right, buddy.
So, how's everything else been going this week?
Not bad, man. It's a little chilly up here. Had some snow. Mm-hmm. So, you know how life in the Midwest is, but I'm just looking forward to some of these playoff games this weekend, and want to get back on the right track with my sports betting life.
Yep. You got to get a win. Just get on a roll. I told you earlier, like, I did a 14 leg parlay last night and got 13 out of 14 and missed my 14th. It was all NBA player props and missed it by 2 points. So yeah, that sucks. But such is life.
Yeah.
And, you know, next game, I'm sure that Royce O'Neal will probably have 20 since he didn't have 10 last night. But,
yeah, that's how it usually happens, man. Those are tough. Those are so bad when you're just, like, scratching your head. Man.
Yep, one more basket. That's all I needed, one more basket. You couldn't do that? Bad part was he had 6 points in the first quarter. And only managed to get two more the rest of the game. So
yeah, that's something, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you can usually tell
like, you know, by halftime, like, oh, I'll probably get this one or that one, or I don't think I'm going to get this one. But yeah, man, it was all looking good most of the night, except for that, unfortunately. So
yeah, that's what tears my heart out, is a game that's, you know, your guys getting his points, but they may be up by, you know, 15 in the fourth mm-hmm. quarter, and they set him with 6 minutes left, and that's all she wrote. You know, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. Well, one I thought that was gonna screw me was one of the props I had was on the Brooklyn and Philadelphia game. And I had James Harden with 20, which is, you know, he averages 21, I think. But it's hit and miss with him. He gets a lot of assists every night. I think he's actually leading the league in assists. But but when I put together my parlay, there wasn't a line for Joel Embiid because he hadn't practiced for a couple of days. So that's why I went with, okay, well, I almost went with his over, which is like 23. Thank goodness that I didn't. He ended up actually with 23 because he got a bucket late in the game. But whenever I saw Joel Embiid playing, I'm like, oh no. But apparently he said at the last minute he was playing because of the rivalry that that they have with Brooklyn. So that's why he
got there. I know a lot of people got stung by his over and under on rebounds. It was 11 rebounds, and he only had 10. So, I mean, they needed one more mm-hmm. there. But uh-huh. that's just, yeah, it'll get you, man.
Yep, and speaking of getting got, I sent this to you. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it yet, but I found out about this Monday, actually, while I was doing trivia at trivia night at the Britannia Bar, and want to give them some plugs because it's a cool little bar that in my neighborhood that I like to frequent, and they even have cats that hang out there too. So, yeah. But it's a cool place, and trivia nights on Monday nights at 8 o'clock. It's pretty fun. I enjoy it. I actually won this week, so even better. But I found this out that night that did you know there's a class action lawsuit against Fireball? Well, Sazerac, who owns Fireball, because the little shooters that you and I enjoy, you know, they don't actually have any whiskey in them.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we're just acting when we get buzzed.
No, there is alcohol in them, but not whiskey. There's actually the class action lawsuit's been filed in Cook County, about in Chicago, and the plaintiff is alleging that there's purposefully misleading packaging, and the lawsuit was filed on the 7th of January, but. The smaller shooters, those include malt-based and wine-based alcoholic beverage made to capture that quote-unquote capture the essence of the original Fireball whiskey, but don't contain any actual whiskey. That must be why they're 99 cents.
Yeah, that's something, man. Sorry, man. I'm sorry that you had to hear that.
I know, because I do enjoy some Fireball.
Yeah. Woo, I can't. I guess I must have got, you know, how you get sick on something and it kind of sticks with you. Well, this dates all the way back to, you know, about a year out of high school. Goldschlager got me one night, and I can't.
The cinnamon.
Yeah, not too big on any type of cinnamon, alcohol, shot, whiskey, whatever you're talking about here. But yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. The person is, let me see what their name is. Anna Marquez. She's the one that filed the lawsuit. So, a representative for Sazerac did not want to comment on the ongoing litigation, but there is fine print text on those little bottles that say with natural whiskey and other flavors. So there you go. But I was a little surprised. I mean, between that and then there was also, I think that actually the actual ones that do have whiskey in them, I've heard, and I don't know, I haven't looked into it anymore because, like I said, I drink it. But I've heard there's also trace amounts of antifreeze in it too. So I don't know.
Jeez, man, I swear this government, man, is slowly killing us off. I tell you.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. If you've been buying little baby bottles of Fireball thinking you're getting whiskey like me, you've sadly been mistaken. So
yeah,
you might want to rethink it. So
and you're being able to survive in sub-zero temperatures. That's
right. There's
antifreeze in there, so
keeps your joints lubricated.
Get your motor running.
That's right. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Pelicans and their 6-game slide. And we got Hall of Fame stuff to talk about. We got a little football. We got a couple things about football. And of course, it's Thursday, so we'll do some stories of Florida Man also to wrap things up. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. Make my day. Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Well, unfortunately, second game of back-to-back for the Pelicans didn't go very well, even though the bright spot was Brandon Ingram's return. He is playing on limited minutes while he's still getting over the toe injury, but I think he still had 13 points, so that wasn't too bad. But they ended up losing 111 to 102 last night. And you know, it's just been more of the same as what it was the night before against the Nuggets. They just they seemed to play well for 3.5 quarters, and then at the end of the game, they just seems like they're running out of steam. And it could be too. Like I was talking with one of the folks at work here about it this morning, and you know, they've had a ton of injuries, so these guys are playing a lot more minutes than probably what they're used to, and playing in roles that they're not used to. And I hate to say it, because I know what your answer is going to be, but I think they're tired, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Those injuries, a lot of the, you know, a lot of their shoulders, you know, they're having to shoulder the, you know, pick up mm-hmm. the slack, and, you know, after a while that'll, you know, they're not used to that. So, I mean, you know, when you're right without your superstars, you're not going to be playing your best either. So, I mean, that's pretty much it right there. That's my diagnosis.
Yeah. And it really, I mean, you can look to it. You just look at the box score and you can see where the problem lied. And it was in the third quarter last night. Mm-hmm. They only gave up 46 points in the first half. They gave up 39 in the third quarter. They were outscored 39 to 21 in the third quarter. And it's, you know, it just seems like it's when one person starts missing baskets, then they all start missing baskets. And I know they went, geez, it seemed like they went about 3 minutes last night without scoring. And you're just not going to win. I mean, that doesn't matter. And it's not like Minnesota's this outstanding team, but I mean, they've got a couple good players, and maybe they've underperformed a little bit. But that was a very winnable game, I think, even without, you know, Brandon Ingram didn't even play limited minutes. They should have beaten them even without him. So, and Zion, an update on his injury status with his hamstring, looked like that he was reevaluated Tuesday, and everything seemed to look good. He's on track, but it'll still be 2 weeks before he's ready to go. So,
yeah, he might as well take it easy and make sure he's not going to, you know, further hurt himself. So,
yeah, and especially with a hamstring, because those can be, you know, those can nag and linger on for a while if they're not taken care of the right way. So, you know, injuries are going to happen, and I know he's been injured obviously a lot in his short career, but I don't put this one as much on, you know, on him. Like some of the other stuff in the past was, you know, maybe a lack of focus on keeping himself in shape and things like that. But I don't put this one on him. I think this is one of those things that's going to happen. And it's unfortunate that it happened to him, especially as well as he was playing, but you know,
he is
what it is.
He ought to watch Bloodsport and do what old Jean-Claude does, you know, with the chairs and kind of splits it out a little bit.
You think he can still do that?
He probably can if he gets a little bit of white lightning in him. I'm sure he could.
But just don't drink the Fireball, little baby bottles of Fireball. Those don't have booze on it. Well, they have booze, but
that's right. That's right.
You're just drinking malt liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Also, we talked about it the other day, but it was official. I was a little surprised that Scott Rolen was the only one to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, other than Fred McGriff out of the votes. But nonetheless, with 76% of the votes, Scott Rolen will be heading into Cooperstown.
Yeah, good, good call by them.
I think so.
Dude was a stud, and I need to look at his splits for his teams, because you would think that he would wear his Cardinal hat into the Hall, but you know, he did spend a lot of time in Philly, and that's where he came up. But that's made me question that. A lot of what I'm seeing is, you know, him with his Philly, you know, uniform jersey on, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know how I feel about that, but he'll make his decision, I guess, here coming up.
Well, I'm trying to think. Like, he played in Philly. His rookie year was 97. I'm trying to think, when did he get traded to the Cardinals? Was it 03?
I think so. I'm not quite sure. I haven't looked it up. I was just kind of pondering it in my head since last night. I should have checked it out.
I'm pretty sure, because I thought he was a mid-season trade. I'm almost positive it was 2003, because he was on the 04 team with the Cardinals that went to the World Series. Let's see here. Okay, I got it right here. Actually, 2002 was when he was traded to the Cardinals. So he played 6.5 years with the Phillies. 5.5 with the Cardinals, 2 with the Blue Jays, and then 4 with the Reds. But
wow, I had no idea he went to Toronto.
Yeah, I remember him playing for Toronto. It was super brief, but at that stage in his career, it was a little strange, because going and playing on AstroTurf. I take it back. That first year with the Phillies, he was just a late call up. His rookie year was 97. So really, truthfully, about the same, you know, split pretty much down the middle with the Cardinals and the Phillies. I think the majority of his really good years were with the Cardinals. But then again, you also got to take consideration he was hurt too there for a while with the Cards. So I don't know. Yeah. To me, it would seem a no-brainer that he'd go in as a Cardinal, but I don't know. I think the fact that he's already a Cardinal Hall of Famer, Phillies haven't done anything like that for him, so I'm sure that'll play a part in it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We all know who the better sports town is, so.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's take a break, get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk some football, and we got some more baseball stuff to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. The State Transportation Department is mourning the death of a DOTD worker killed while working on an asphalt project in DeSoto Parish on U.S. Highway 171. Trooper Jonathan Odom says 35-year-old Christopher Gray of Lake Charles was killed after an empty log truck driven by 42-year-old Charles Barker of Florin hit two DOTD vehicles.
Barker's vehicle struck the 2014 Ford dump truck, and then while it struck that truck, it also struck Gray, who was standing on the ground behind the truck.
Odom reminds motorists to obey the speed limit and avoid all distractions while driving. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell was asked about allegations she had an extramarital affair with her bodyguard that's also a New Orleans police officer. Cantrell says it's a false rumor.
By the time I finish this job, literally, you know, accused of sleeping with half of the city of New Orleans, both genders and all pronouns.
LRN.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Saying at the break, Frank Wright. I didn't see that. Frank, you got him a coaching job, huh?
Yeah, Carolina, buddy.
Well, good luck. It seems like that's kind of a messy situation there.
Yeah, it's not the days of old Superman Cam Newton anymore, buddy.
No, it's not. And I mean, they're gonna have. I don't. I mean, they drafted a quarterback last year, didn't they? But he got hurt, and I don't even remember who it was now. But they might have to draft another quarterback. I mean, I don't know. It's just a bad situation. So that means that they're out on the coach on the Sean Payton front. But from what I'm hearing, though, that the asking price for Payton is getting a little steep for a lot of people, being $20 to $25 million a year, and he doesn't have any second interview scheduled as of yet. He still needs to meet with the Cardinals, I think. But you know, all the hot and heavy talk of going to the Broncos looks like that's kind of fizzling out a little bit.
Yeah, unless they could raise the taxes, and people are down with that for a head coach. You know, that's a small yeah. fortune for somebody that, I mean, granted, he's the brains of the operation, but man, that's still a lot of money.
Well, and if you look at it realistically, and I say that, but you know, of course I think he's a fantastic coach, and obviously everybody here in New Orleans thinks that, and you know, for what he did for the city and the organization, never be forgotten. But if you look at it as an outsider looking in, and you look at just the stats, I mean, to be fair, he has only won one Super Bowl. Only been to one Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money.
I mean, there's a lot of other coaches out there doing it for half that cost.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For sure. And I also saw today that Nathaniel Hackett, he got himself a new job after being canned by the Broncos. He's going to be the new offensive coordinator for the Jets. So go ahead and cue the ideas of Rodgers going to the Jets now.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something if he did go to the Jets and Rodgers was as horrible, terrible, pathetic as old Danger Russ in Denver this year?
Especially since Rodgers is owed $60 million next year. So
amazing.
Who's gonna take on that? I mean, he had one of his worst statistic years this year, but he's only a year removed from being the MVP. I mean, $60 million though. Who's gonna take on $60 million if in a trade? I mean,
yeah,
that's like a third of the. I don't know. I think what is the cap at, like 220, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere in that ballpark. I think it'd be funny if old Kroenke made a deal for him and he spent his last days out west with the Rams, and they told Stafford to go back to Detroit.
Which he probably would do at this point, because I think he probably have a better chance of winning in Detroit than he does in Los Angeles. So
that's 100% correct.
I think the Lions are coming on strong. It's not going to be long until they're going to be the belle of the ball there in the NFC North.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a good team. And, you know, after this draft, I'm curious to see what they do and a few other teams, man, because they're going to be able to build pretty good on what they decide to do in April.
For sure. Oh, and then I want to talk about this because I just find this to be absolutely disgusting and disturbing. Have you been reading anything or seeing anything like on social media about people believing that DeMar Hamlin actually died on the field in Cincinnati, and now they're using a body double for him?
Yeah, I've seen some things on Twitter about that. Everything's a damn conspiracy anymore, man. I mean, it's just people, goofballs, man, that don't have anything better to do. And there's so many ways to start rumors now. I mean, it's it's too easy, really. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just absolutely, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff. And of course, this conspiracy comes from the folks that believe that he actually died because he took the COVID vaccine, and that he's being replaced with a body double, and his family has to be in on it, you know, to not expose the COVID vaccine. And, you know, I hear it on this station. People say, oh, there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have died from taking the vaccine. I've yet to ever read about any of them. I don't know where that information comes from. And if you don't want to take it, I don't care. That's your prerogative. You do what you want to do, but don't try to make it, you know, don't push your belief system out on me. I don't push mine on you, so don't push it on me. I don't believe, I think it's crazy to think that young man died on the field and it's all the big, a big government cover up because he took the COVID vaccine. Come on, give me a break. Right.
Yeah, it's goofy, man. I mean, all you can do is laugh about it, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, it's insane to me. But you know, there again, people want to be free, but do they really? Because they don't want me to be free. You know, they want to have their belief system pushed. And that's not part of the deal. It's hypocritical is what it is. But anyways, I had to bring that up because I'm like, number one, it's just disrespectful. You know, the young man went through an awful lot. I don't believe that because it was snowing and he had his hood on and you couldn't see his face, but you know, on the television screen, that really wasn't him. Like, come on. You know, and the fact that he hasn't talked to the media, well, maybe he doesn't want to right now. Maybe he's just focusing on himself and his family and his team.
Yep. Yeah. Nobody can take that into account, man. It's
no, because people have to try to rationalize things that in a world of where there's a ton of gray, everybody wants it to be black and white and wants there to, you know, everything to make sense. And I'm sorry, but it's a lot of things in this world that don't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah,
go to Walmart. You'll find that out.
Yep, that's bingo. You win.
Oh, and then we got this guy, Mike Clevenger, the pitcher, used to be with the Padres, and he signed with the White Sox earlier in the year, and now he is going to be possibly getting in trouble. He's in under investigation for allegedly violating MLB's domestic violence policy. Allegations made by Olivia Feinstead, who accused Clevenger of physical and emotional abuse towards his three children and their two mothers, and I guess she's one of them, and she agreed to be named in an interview with The Atlantic, and it said that when he was a member of the Padres, she was also talking about this on Instagram. She accused Clevenger of several acts of domestic violence and child abuse, including throwing chew spit on a screaming infant child and strangling her. The later accusation was posted with a series of photos that alleged that to be the result of violent acts committed by Clevenger, a 32-year-old who's been in the majors for 7 years. Of course, his attorney said that he emphatically denies the accusations made by Ms. Feinstead.
He sure had a lot to say about Fernando Tatis Jr. too, you know, about he let us down and blah 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 blah. It's just like, man, nobody's perfect out there, but it's the ones that like to chitter chatter. Yeah, you know what, you know fingers. What I mean? Yeah. And it's just funny how things come full circle. I think more people should take that into account before they open their stupid mouths.
Man. Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's that old phrase? When you point the finger at somebody, you get four pointed back at you.
Mm-hmm.
Or three pointing back at you. You know, it's the truth. That's usually how stuff like that goes. And I don't know if he did or didn't. I don't know enough about the guy, but if he did, that's terrible. And, you know, there's issues with how MLB has handled things in the past. So, they're going to have to, I think they're going to have to start setting some examples on people if he is found guilty.
Yeah, they should, man. It's a joke. These guys are playing any professional sport, man, would be a dream come true for anybody out there, man. And these guys just abuse it left and right because they can't respect, you know, what they're doing. It's goofy.
Well, you know, and this is something that I've always said that, you know, if I were in that position, granted, it's tough to understand because we're not in that position. However, if we were, or if I was, I don't know if I would want to go out, you know, go out and party or anything like that, because you're just setting yourself up for problems. And I say that as a 43-year-old man, but I don't know if I'd have said that at 23. However, you have the money to make your house amazing. You can have anything you want in your house. Your house could be better than 95% of the places that you're going to go. Why would you put yourself in that position? You know?
Yeah. It's nowadays you can't. I mean, everybody's recording you basically anywhere you go. I mean, when we were growing up, you know, you could have done that. I mean, I've heard of, you know, and they still do have, you know, restaurants and bars that, you know, are, you know, got their VIP sections, but still now everybody's got a phone or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while technology's cool, man, technology is horrible, really. I mean, it's good, but man, for every good, there's three bads. You know, it's just negative.
Well, and on the flip side of that, I watched an interview this morning with Joe Burrow, who this is the opposite, and this is probably the way you should be. But he was on a podcast, I guess, in the last week or so, and they were asking him how many Star Wars posters that he has on his walls and his house. And he's like, I think only two right now. But I did finally take off the Star Wars bed sheets and curtains. So anybody that's got Star Wars curtains and bed sheets, I don't think they're going out and partying too hard and acting a fool. Could be wrong, but I don't think so.
You know, I'm sure he has his fun, but he also has a brain, you know. A lot of these guys they use everything else but their brains.
Yeah, well, you said a lot right there, for sure. So yeah, there you go. All right, well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up tonight with some Florida Man stories. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. It's that time of the week, that time where we check in on what's happening in Florida, because there's always something to talk about with what's happening there. So without any further ado, here's this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, this first one, this first story read comes from Fox 35 Orlando. And the headline is, Florida man set his apartment on fire as revenge against the homeowners association. Then he shot himself. Now, don't worry, he didn't kill himself. So I did read the article this week before we went on, so to make sure we weren't putting a bunch of downers out here.
Yeah.
So this happened in Longwood, Florida. A Central Florida man is accused of intentionally setting his own apartment on fire because he was upset with the HOA, leading to an explosion with injuries and damages, according to an affidavit for an arrest warrant. Mark Herman, 53, was arrested and booked into Seminole County Jail on Monday on four arson charges. He appeared in court via a video on Tuesday, seen lying down on his side after being treated for injuries. On January 14th, officials said that fire broke out in an apartment community and in Longwood. Fox 35 News obtained images where you can see flames inside the condominium with smoke rising, blah, blah, blah. Law enforcement officers and fire and rescue personnel responded to the area and found Herman sitting on the ground, draped in towels with blood on his face and hand. Deputies asked about the injuries, and he said the blood had been caused by a gun. The deputy said Herman then continued to talk about a management company, saying they were responsible for what happened. And according to the affidavit, he told the paramedic who was treating him that he started the fire in an act of revenge against the homeowners association in charge of his property. And then he shot himself in the neck. Days before the fire, a judge denied his request to reverse the foreclosure on his apartment. Also, court records show the dispute started in 2017. he owed the HOA thousands of dollars in unpaid fees to the Springs. So they put a lien on it, and judge allowed his home to be auctioned off for $82,000. And at least two residents told law enforcement that they were inside their apartment when they heard a loud and huge explosion. One resident who lived below Herman escaped out her front door, but had to dodge a flaming debris. Another one said the explosion threw him into his closet. I know it's awful, but just picturing all this going on, you have no idea that some crazy ass is just mad at the HOA. So you're getting thrown around your apartment.
Yeah, you just get blown into your closet. Like, come on, man.
Just pay your bills.
Yeah.
Oh, at least three officials said at least three apartments were impacted by the fire. But I mean, why would you try to blow yourself and your apartment up just because of the HOA?
Yeah. Good grief.
All right. So this one is we got time for one more real quick one. And this is a good one. It comes from the New York Post. And the headline is Florida man dubbed the pooping perpetrator sought by police over Joe's Crab Shack break-in. Police in Florida are asking for the public's assistance in identifying a man they have dubbed the pooping perpetrator. Around 2:30 a.m. on January 21st, a man caught on surveillance video broke into Joe's Crab Shack in Fort Myers, police say. He allegedly climbed through a small window that he broke prior to stealing multiple items, including alcohol, and then defecating on the floor prior to leaving. He also stole Joe's Crab Shack hat off of a shelf and wore it as he walked around the restaurant. The Fort Myers Police Department released four pictures and two videos on Facebook and hopes someone can identify the man caught with his shorts down. See what they did there? Anyone with information is asked to call the Fort Myers Police Department.
Wow.
Yeah, man. That's what happens in Florida. The pooping perpetrator, and they can't find him. He's on the loose. Yeah. No Red Lobster at Joe's Crab Shack is safe.
Nope. And they probably got his turd in a little vial somewhere.
Just checking for DNA.
Just waiting for the DNA to come back so they can finger this guy.
All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got for tonight. So let's wrap it up, head on down the road, and until tomorrow, we'll just play Gloria.
More Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones again. I'm back with Terrence Louisiana Jones. Come tomorrow, I will be bringing you topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, youth, workforce, alumni, sports arena. Join us every Saturday from WGSO Studio in the CBD from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time. We will have in studio guests and welcome your phone call. Please join us at WGSO 990 a.m. as well as WGSO.com. Please be sure to join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time at the Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hall.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu. And once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is touting the economic accomplishments of his administration.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online. People are back to work. Families are breathing just a little bit easier, as my dad would say.
In a speech at a steam fitters union hall in Springfield, Virginia, Biden took credit for continued job growth, a falling inflation rate, and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of the year. Biden also bashed proposals from House Republicans.
Everything from food, clothing, school supplies, housing, cars, whole deal, 30%. No, you think I'm joking? If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it.
The attorneys for some of the ex-Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols say the officers are in shock. Blake Ballin, attorney for ex-Memphis officer Desmond Mills Jr., says his client is upset.
He's put on a very strong facade, but I know underneath it all, this is causing him and his family a lot of anxiety. And a lot of pain.
Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers who are also black. A senior ISIS leader and 10 other ISIS fighters are dead following a U.S. military raid in northern Somalia. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Bilal al-Sudani, who is described as a key operative and facilitator in the ISIS network, was the target of the raid. LSU football coach Brian Kelly saw some extra money in his bank account last year. According to a recent audit, the university overpaid Kelly by a little more than $1 million during a two-month period. LSU says it started paying Kelly's LLC in May, but mistakenly continued to make payments to him directly. They've worked out a payment schedule to recoup the money. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
A new CNN survey shows just 27% of respondents said they believe the new Republican majority is prioritizing issues appropriately. The remaining 73% said they believe the GOP leaders haven't paid enough attention to the right problems, like the economy. More veterans are off the streets. The Department of Veterans Affairs placed over 40,000 homeless veterans into permanent housing last year. If you like Newsmax, you may be out of luck.
DirecTV is dropping the conservative network. The company saying that Newsmax demanded a rate increase. But Newsmax officials say the move amounts to nothing more than censorship and is an act of blatant political discrimination. Earlier this month, congressional Republicans wrote a letter to DirecTV's CEO saying Congress is going to conduct thorough oversight on the extent to which House Democrats collude with private companies to limit First Amendment rights. I'm John Schaefer.
The company that makes Fireball is accused of misleading consumers to buy a product that doesn't contain...
Tonight, clear skies, cold again, patches of frost in a few areas north, and also a few spots on the south shore, where morning lows all areas, 30s, some spots to low 40s. Sunshine tomorrow, and the temperatures rebound to the mid-50s. Looking like a sunshine to partly cloudy Saturday nights, up to about the mid-60s. Clouds returning, the rain already unfortunately returns Sunday as well, may start as early as Saturday night, likely showers during the day Sunday, 70. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Want to learn how to become a wedding and event planner? Now, here's your chance. Wedding and Event Planner class starts February 6th, meeting every Monday evening for 6 weeks. It's taught by wedding expert author Allie Wester of Weddings by Allie. For more information and details for the Wedding and Event Planner class starting February 6th, go to WeddingsByAllieLLC.com. Go to WeddingsByAllieLLC.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Good evening, New Orleans. This is the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg. And tonight, we had a scheduled guest was really excited about, and a personal issue came up at the last minute, so we're going to muddle on without him. And I once again thank a dear friend, a friend of the show, for filling in. And at about 7:15, he'll join us, John Gardner, who knows everything about golf in New Orleans. He is the mastermind. Before he gets, John, thank you very much again for filling in the breach. Tonight, one of the things we want to talk about in the game of golf that makes it different than the other sports that you watch on television and your children play or that you participate in, and that's an interesting little point right there. People have asked, why is golf so popular? Why do so many people play golf? When I was younger, I didn't play golf. I did other sports. Wrestling. I was a very good high school wrestler, and that's actually what brought me to LSU. We had a wrestling team. I didn't play golf. None of my friends, I knew some fellas who did play golf, but very few. It was not baseball and football and basketball. Golf was not for the neighborhood that I grew up in. There weren't a lot of golfers. There were a few, but not a lot. But as I aged, I remembered I attended law school here at Loyola. And I had several friends, and we went at night, and it was hard. We had jobs during the day and families and other things, and you really had to stay on top of things. But when we finished and got our degree and at graduation, there were three of us, and one of them said, "What do we do now? We've studied, we've worked hard, we graduated." And the other guy says, "Oh, we have to learn how to play golf. We're going to be lawyers." And we actually did do that. And at that time, City Park had four courses, and we went to the South course and learned how to play. And to answer the first question, why is it so popular, as we age and as we age, it's hard to find four of the guys to play basketball with. It's hard to find nine other guys to play softball with. You can do it at work sometimes. You can do that. But with golf, the moment you decide you can play golf by yourself and enjoy it, or with another person, or three or four, or eight, or 12, and what if everyone plays and more people are playing, there have to be certain rules. And these are the unwritten rules of etiquette of golf, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. In a few minutes that we have each week to discuss the intricate and demanding game of golf, we're going to endeavor to discuss some of these rules each Thursday night, at least a few minutes before we have other guests and we talk about other things. And these unwritten etiquette rules are as important as anything else. And the reason they're important is they're designed so that everyone who's playing at the golf course will enjoy themselves. They'll have fun. You'll probably hear me say pace of play. And what does that mean, pace of play? Well, that means when you have 18 holes on a golf course, you can have 18 groups of four men or women playing, moving along so that everyone is actually playing during the time they're out there rather than standing there behind a group, watching them, waiting and waiting and waiting. And there's a certain rhythm to the game. I certainly can't explain how or why, but there is a certain rhythm to the game. And if you're playing real well, you don't want that to be interrupted. That's like many other sports. But these rules of etiquette primarily are to control the behavior of the players out there. Okay. And when I want to make this disclaimer that this and these rules of etiquette apply to those players who are not disabled, those players that are healthy, that are young, that are old and still are able to move quickly, for disabled players who are really enthusiastically welcomed at most golf courses today. 30 years ago, it wasn't the case. Today it is, and it's a great thing. But what I'm talking about in terms of pace of play and the comments I'm making are going to be limited to the able-bodied that can move and walk and that are out there. All right, I want to say that. It's really important. Now, these rules aren't mandatory, but every golfer and every person who spends time golfing knows that these are very important. They optimize your round. They let you enjoy it more. So, to have the most fun and improve your skill level, we're going to talk about those tonight. And we'll start off with the golf cart. This is uniquely an American deal. Just a little bit of personal information. I've had the very good fortune and the opportunity to play golf all over the world. Part of it dealt with the kind of law I practiced and what I did, and my clients were overseas, and I would visit them or interview witnesses in far-off places that were going to testify at trials. And so I did a lot of traveling. And when I did, I made friends, and I improved the relationships I had with clients and playing golf was part of my travels. And I played golf in China. Yes, they play golf in China. I played in Japan, the Philippines, Argentina, Peru, all over the UK, that includes Scotland and England, and Northern Ireland, Spain, Sweden, France, Germany, and at least 30 states in America. So I've observed how the game is played everywhere. Not everywhere. That's the wrong word. How the game is played worldwide in many, many places. In the UK, they call them buggies, not golf carts. Many courses do not allow golf carts. many other countries as well. It is primarily an American deal. And actually, playing with golf carts requires certain etiquette. And we're going to talk about that probably in the next segment in great detail. You would think, that's an easy thing to do. You're in a golf cart, you get in, you go to your ball, you go. Well, it's not that simple. And if you look at it that simple, you may be infringing on someone else's time. You may be delaying the pace of play, and you may be inadvertently withholding confidential and classified documents. That was a joke. So, primarily, before I get into the big discussion of what the etiquette rules are, the mindset should be, we're here in New Orleans. Our courses are mostly flat. Using a golf cart in July and August, everyone understands why. It's hot and it is humid, and you got to keep constantly hydrating. It's really got to take care of yourself. And being in a golf cart is helpful for that. It's July and August, June sometimes, very, very, very difficult. But it's flat. It's not like you're walking up hills or walking down hills like most of the courses in the country. In fact, you don't even have to go far outside the country to get hills on a golf course. One of my favorite golf courses, unfortunately today, it's not in as good a shape as it once was, is a course called The Bluffs in St. Francisville, Louisiana. That's north of Baton Rouge. You may have visited St. Francisville. Plantations there are very popular, and it's a great place, great part of the state. It's terrific. But at the Bluffs course in St. Francisville, there's hole number 17. That has an epic drop from the tee box to the green of about 300 feet. It's amazing. You're up on the tee box, and if you look straight ahead, you see nothing but sky, and you have to kind of walk to